tell you, die to your own ability to bring Haman into death, and you will be celebrating a victory already won. Would you remember that? Attempt yourself to deal with the flesh in you, and you are fighting a battle already lost. Do as you're told. Die to your own ability to die in the flesh, and you will be celebrating a victory already won. Galatians 5, work in the Spirit. Do as you are told. Make yourself available to the Holy Spirit within you, celebrating the victory of Christ already won. Work in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He'll keep Haman in the place of death. He'll put him on the gallows. Work in the Spirit. You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Do you know what Satan comes and does? He takes that truth, turns it back to front, and turns truth into a lie. He comes and uses the most plausible arguments. He challenges your loftiest motivations. He whispers in your ear, you're a Christian now. I'm so glad. I congratulate you. You must love Jesus. Now, you want to be the best for God right now. Don't walk in the flesh. Don't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Fight against the lusts of the flesh. And do you know what will happen? If you really succeed not to fulfill the lusts of the flesh, one day you'll walk in the Spirit. Won't that be wonderful? Now, isn't that clever? Isn't that clever? What Satan's doing to Esther is go and deal with Haman. Don't take notice of Mordecai. He's talking nonsense to tell you to go into the place of death, to tell you to sentence yourself to death. That's ridiculous. You go and deal with Haman. You deal with Haman. And then, when you've got him beaten, then you can bring Mordecai. Is that what you've been trying to do? Who knoweth? Where thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? This, Esther, is your hour. This is the threshold of destiny. Here you make your choice. You perish in self-effort, or you enter into all the good of that which God has provided. Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, already sentenced to death. And if I perish, I perish. God take the consequences. This is the language of discipleship. This is the language of Romans chapter 6. Says Esther to Mordecai, you fast and pray 3 days, 3 nights. I will do likewise. And on the third morning, I will go into the presence of the king as good as dead. She didn't give any of her beautiful dresses away. She dismissed none of her servants. She didn't resign her royal throne. But for those 3 days and those 3 nights, Esther was as good as dead. In her heart, she was already on a sentence. Nothing but divine intervention could raise her from the place of death that she had voluntarily chosen. She says to Mordecai, I will die to my own ability to deal with this situation. I will die to my own ability to produce a gallows for Haman. I will do as you tell me. I place myself at your disposal, and when already under sentence of death, I enter into the presence of the king. If I perish, I perish. And on that third morning, does that tell you anything? 3 days, 3 nights, as good as dead. And on that third morning, in obedience to Mordecai, that slip of a girl, her face as white as a sheet, every limb in her body trembling, her heart beating fit to burst, crosses the threshold into the presence of the king. And in her heart, she is already dead. And on that third morning, verse 2 of chapter 5, she obtained favor in the king's sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. And as good as dead, on that third resurrection morning, she was raised from the dead. And from this moment, she has no further issues to face, only instructions to obey. For God takes the consequences. This is Christian discipleship. Have you come to this place where you are prepared to recognize the gracious office of the Holy Spirit, who alone can bring the flesh into the place of death? You take your hands off the job. You stand right back. And by faith, you take your place with Christ in death to your own ability to deal with the flesh. God take the consequences. And when you drop everything, you see, and God gives it to you back. He gives it to you back in resurrection life. No more issues to face. Only instructions to obey. That's where we have to stop tonight. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Oh, dear Lord, what a wonderful relief it is to so many of us. We've been challenged and challenged and challenged, and we've fought so hard against the flesh. We've argued, we've pleaded, we've threatened, we've whined and complained, we've schemed. How we've tried to beat the flesh. Because we've refused to die to our own ability to deal with it. Oh, how glad we are, dear Lord, tonight, that we don't have to go on fighting this losing battle, a battle already lost, but enter by faith into a victory already won. What a relief, dear Lord, it is for us to discover tonight that you never expected anything us but utter, abject, total, unrelenting failure. That's all you ever expected. For in our flesh dwells no good thing. But how glad we are to discover tonight that thou hast come thyself to dwell within us. Sorry for what we've done, we see now the need of what you did, but sorry now for what we are. We see our need of what you are in us, in all the mighty power of your resurrection. Indwelling our humanity by thy Holy Spirit, who alone can mortify the deeds of the body and celebrate in us that wonderful, wonderful victory, which is Christ himself, in us the hope of glory. For some of us tonight, dear Lord, want to take our place with Esther, as good as dead, to face this issue once and for all. And to sign over our lives in complete and utter abandonment to thy indwelling. Thank you for all that you're going to go on teaching us. Forgive us for our stupidities.
I am very sorry, but there is a blank portion of tape for about 50 feet. The PA system at church was not working properly. There is one other blank space that I know of on one of the morning tapes due to the same cause. But it was caught sooner, and little of the message was lost.